Good morning, everyone. This is the best podcast in the world. This is the Strength and Skills Podcast. My name is Nick Tibusek, and with me there is my lovely co-host, Rado, the boss, Bossage, Don Rado, Bossage.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
All right. So today's episode is maybe a little bit different to the other episodes, but I'm very hyped right now because I went skiing last weekend for the first time in my life, and I'm 30 right now, so it was a tough one being that this old man getting completely like damaged from little children, 5 year old boys who are just better at skiing than you.
Yeah, we were talking about this last week. I found it super funny because Nick is German. And when I came here in Germany, it was a normal thing for people to go skiing in winter. Whereas where I come from, it's like ultra rare because everything is pretty much flat. And I was like actually confused that until age of 30, you had no opportunity to actually go and ski. But then you said the same thing that where you come from, it's pretty much the same thing. Everything is flat and...
You know, that's
you don't really have the opportunity to ski, yeah.
Because you are living in Munich, and that's the part of Germany you know. This is pretty close to the Alps, and I come from the middle of Germany, close to Frankfurt, originally, and that's pretty flat. I mean, you have like hills, but no mountains, you know. And
yeah,
I never had a chance to go skiing. The interesting part is my parents are pretty good at skiing, but they did it before I was born. And after I was born, they built a house and stuff, all that stuff. And it just didn't turn out that they went skiing again when I was a child. So I never had the opportunity to go skiing. And this time now, you know, my girlfriend, she's Austrian, and they had this thing. Yeah, a friend of hers was like, let's go skiing. Because her friend, a girl, has a boyfriend, and it was her 30th birthday or something. And she made it a present that we all have a weekend in a chalet to go skiing. The fun part about it was he never went skiing before, even though he's an Austrian. And I was never been able to go skiing before, so it was the both of us going skiing at that time, and the first time. And the super interesting part comes now, because it was the situation we were complete beginners at something, and it was actually a super interesting thing, because you know, when you are back into this beginner state, now that I would say I'm a little bit more advanced in strength training. So I know what to do different now when it comes to learn something new. And I could take this whole strategy to go skiing, you know? And the first thing was like, Nick, what are you preaching to everyone out there when he's a beginner? Yeah, take a teacher. And I was like, yeah. So I talked to this guy, my friend, Matthias, and I was like, man, we need a teacher. And he was like, yeah, we definitely need a teacher. We need a teacher. I'm not going down that hill by myself. Oh, fuck. Because I'm always the one who makes jokes about everybody who goes skiing is going to fuck up his knees and stuff like that. And I was, even though when we went into that teaching lesson, I was looking at the teacher, now I'm going to fuck up my knees. And he was laughing and said, no, you're not.
Oh, no, knee valgus, no.
But the super important lesson at that point was, in the beginning, you know, we had a teacher and he gave us a lot of confidence in the things that we are doing, because he had a good structure on teaching. And it was like, okay, the first thing is put on the skiing board things, you know, get into that, and just, here's a flat area, just be on it, make yourself a little bit comfortable in just going this way a little bit, just like 5 meters or something. And after that, we went to the small hill next to it. Yeah, I mean, super interesting part is it was the hill where you normally teach the children. So everything there was, all the help things that he had there were just, you looked at it and it was always this cute little children stuff. And I was like, fuck, I'm 30 and I'm learning things that usually 5-year-old people, children learn. Oh, this, it took my ego.
Yeah, exactly that. It's a hit for the ego. And quite often the same thing happens in training whenever you introduce something new in a way, you know, be it a new program or a new exercise or a new style of training. You are going to be a newbie and it's going to be a hit for the ego because you won't be as high on performance as you probably were before when you were doing something that you're used to.
But I have to say, it was a lot of fun because I knew it before and I was like, okay, I'm going to be shit at that. And it's up to me how fast I'm going to learn. So just into these hours with that teacher, put your everything into it. Yeah, just try to learn as fast as possible. Because all the other guys, we were there with like 10 people. They all were, okay, guys, see you later. We're going to the mountains. And I was like, okay, we're going to take this little 5-meter hill here. And I was like, I really want to come down a mountain with them this weekend. And everybody was like, Nick, that's not going to happen. You probably make maybe like one little, the German word for that is Piste. I have no idea what's that in English, but it's like the ways you go down, you know, and you're going to take a very low one and it's not going to be a hard thing for you. Because you're not ready for it. And I was like, I want to go a complete mountain. But it was very unrealistic. But I had that vision of myself coming down that mountain with the others and having a lot of fun coming down there and getting a beer. And I was like, I want to be that guy.
Yeah, so culture.
I was ready in my mind already. I need that. So that was actually my second thing that I later on, because I really thought about it. Honey, how did you make all that happen that weekend? Because in the beginning, I think it was the most important thing to have a teacher in the beginning. That was crucial to understand what I'm actually doing there, how to do that. How do I actually stop coming down that hill? Because otherwise I would just crash into someone or hurt myself or even other people, you know. I was scared of that, you know, because I was making jokes about I'm gonna fuck up my knees, but I was scared to fuck up my knees. I'm honest with that. I was so scared. And the thing here was, it was crucial to get that teacher, but it was also crucial to have that clear vision where I want to be and what I want to do. You know, that was something I had that in my mind. I want to do that. And I'm always telling people it's so important to have a goal. And that was my goal at that point. You know, I have that clear picture in my head. I want to come down that mountain and get that beer.
Yeah. And like, even though for some people that might seem as too high of an expectation and too high of a goal, like too ambitious of a goal, it's still for you, it kind of paved the path on what you were doing during the process. And you actually made yourself a lot more focused and dedicated to the process of learning to ski because you wanted to achieve that, you know? Whereas someone who didn't have that vision in their head probably slacked during the process of learning and then actually didn't achieve that.
Yeah. And so I really went into that. And the next thing that I learned during that process was like, okay, what are the things that I'm not really good at? And while learning that, we had like 3 hours with that teacher and that was quite a short time. So I was all the time like, okay, the first thing I need to know how to stop. Then I need to know how to do these curves. You know, the Austrians say Bogal. Bogal machen. And I was like, okay, if you come down a very, very, like a very high mountain, and you got to do these curves all the time, you know, and because otherwise you just crash into something and completely die. So, you know, you need to know how to do that. So the first thing is to stop. And the second thing is how to do the curves. And I was like, okay, I got to learn that. And so I took that small little hill and learned how to do that. And I learned it very good on my in going to the left, but I was complete shit at going to the right. And it was super interesting because, you know, when you know how to squat and all that stuff, you know, okay, when I do this, this is an internal, external rotation with the hips, and this is how you move. And it was super interesting to see how bad actually my internal and external rotation was in my hips for skiing. it was so interesting. But on the other hand, also having that experience from strength training, I was actually able to understand what was going on and how I need to move my legs when I did the curves, you know. And so I really went to the, okay, my right curve is right now a very big weakness of myself. So I have to practice that. And I practice it the whole time with a lot of focus and going in there. And in the end, having that teacher was extremely helpful to me, because he always said, okay, now put the feet a little bit closer together, lean not too much with the upper body into it, make it all from the hips, don't go with the knees, it's all from the hips and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I gotta do it, okay. And then I really learned, okay, the important part is you need to understand what's the weakness, and then you gotta work on the weakness. And that was actually, again, something, it's the same approach that we have with our own clients, you know. It was super interesting to see that the strategy is always the same. Yeah, you find out what's the weakness and you work on that weakness. And so that's what I did. And that was super interesting for myself to be at that stage with this complete beginner time. And then they came in the next thing that was super important. You have no idea. That was super important, because after these 3 hours, we were completely damaged. I was so tired. I was done, you know. And we were like, okay, tomorrow is the next day. We have to try it again on a little higher hill. And then we went on that on the second day. That was a Monday then, you know, because usually we wanted to ski on Saturday, but there was so much wind on that day. They just said, okay, all the lifts are closed because there's too much wind. Here's a storm in here. So on that Saturday, we had that chalet. We went to the whirlpool, went to the sauna, had a very relaxing spa day. So on Sunday, we learned that stuff. And usually we would go back on Monday. And for me, that was actually perfect, because coming back on Monday and being able to do all the classic check-ins with our clients was like, okay, my timetable is pretty tough on that day, but I'm gonna make it. But then everybody was like, yeah, it's the last day, we're gonna go skiing before we go home. And I was like, fuck, okay, Nick, today's the day, you're gonna come down that mountain today, you're gonna do it. And I was like, okay, there's a space in the beginning, it's called Übungswiese. This is like exercise area,
practice area.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna start here. and it felt so good that I was like, maybe I take a higher one. And then there were two guys with us and they said, Nick, just take a big one. And it was like, I was like, okay, one lesson that I learned today was, when I'm in fear, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
So just be fearless and do it. Just fucking do it. And we know that situation from heavy lifts, you know? But when you are in fear with a heavy squat, you're going to lose that one. You're not going to make it. You know, respect is very good, but fear is a problem when you lift heavy. And that was the same thing here. They said, take it with respect, but don't have any fear. I was like, okay, that's easy. You tell me don't have fear. I don't have fear. That's not gonna, it's not how it works. So I had to convince myself to not have any fear. And I have to try it at least. And if I die, I die. And that was actually the thing that I said. I looked at one of them was a doctor. And I looked at him, if I die, you have to get me back alive to life. And he looked at me, I'm gonna do that. And it was a joke in between of us.
Yeah, of course.
But I said, I'm safe. We have a doctor here. And I took the first hill and was like, holy shit. That was fast. And then after that one, you know, it was like, I don't know, 20 meters coming down, and there was a little hill back, and then you were on top on that hill, and then you looked down and it was like 150 meters going downwards. And I looked at the others and I said, you can't go back now. I was like, fuck. And everybody was like, yeah, just follow us. And they were like, da 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 da, doing the boga, the curves, you know? And I was like, this is going down that rapid. I can't even do my curves here. I have no idea how to do that here. It's going too fast. And I was like, okay, go straight through it, because on the other side of that one, there's coming a hill that's gonna take all the speed that you're having, so you don't kill yourself. So that was my strategy at that point. And so I just stood on that hill, went down the 150 meters straight through it, and came to the other one, and that took the energy, and I was able to do my curve here, stop. And that was super important to me, because it took my fear. And that was the other lesson that I always tell the other people when we coach people. I'm always like, we need balls. You know, like this, like I always say, the Oliver Kahn saying, Eier, yeah. Wir brauchen Eier. Because there was this goalkeeper from FC Bayern München. He once said in an interview, you know, guys, what we need is balls. We need balls. And I was like, okay, Nick, you need balls now. You got to do it. And that was super important. If I would be completely in fear at that point, I would have not made it. And there was no way to go through that. So I went into it trying to have balls, learned to build up my confidence, because there was another hill and I learned to do the curves here. It was a very, they later told me, yeah, where you learned your curves, that was a red one, you know, and this is probably a higher one. You do that as a beginner usually. I don't know. I have no idea. But I didn't know that. So I just took it.
Yeah.
Doing the curves, and they were laughing behind me. But I didn't felt. I felt good. I did the curves and I learned it. And then I said, all right, I'm ready. What are we going to do next? Yeah, now we're going up the hill, the mountain. So we went up the mountain on top of it and went down the complete mountain afterwards. So I took on my second day being into it like 4 hours or 4.5 hours. Coming down a complete mountain, learning skiing, but on the way. And that was another thing that I'm always telling people, go and fix it on the way, but you gotta go. And that was super important for myself to do it, but it was such a good experience, you know, because all the tactics and the strategies that we are always using with our clients worked exactly the same for the skiing approach. And that was so interesting to see that, you know, having some people around me, giving me the confidence, helping me a little bit, you know, having a team is always a good one. And some of them just always gave me some little tips. Nick, you know why this didn't work here well, and why you weren't able to stop very good here. And I also have to say that I fell down quite a few times doing that. You know, it's not like I've never felt, oh, I crashed. But they laughed at me and said, yeah, that's normal. Just take it as it comes. You know, you will fall. That's normal. You're a beginner. And I was like, yeah, I know I'm a beginner. I was always scared of falling. I thought when I fall the first time, I'm going to break my leg. I'm going to fuck up my knees. And they said, yeah, it's not going to happen. Of course, it can happen, but it's probably not going to happen. You know how many people crash with skiing and nothing happens? You only hear the bad stories. And that's the important point that I had to realize. Okay, Nick, that's normal. People crash all the time by doing skiing. You know, that's normal. It's the same thing in squatting. You know, a lot of people just can't make the rep and stay in the hole. How many times did that happen to you? You never died. You didn't break your knee. You didn't break your back. Nothing happened. Nothing fucking happened. You got to make the experience.
You didn't stop afterwards. You just stood up and continued, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's the same thing that you do when you're a child. You're not in fear. You just do this shit. And that's so important to be a child again. Don't be in fear. Take the advice. Yeah. Have a clear vision of yourself in that moment and understand that you probably not be the best in the beginning. I'm still not good at skiing, but I was able to take the mountain, and I'm really looking forward to my next skiing session. You have no idea how hooked I am right now. It's so much fun.
The man's a natural talent.
This is crazy. You know, even the other guy who also had to learn it, and he was much more in fear than me. You know, he was not able to take the mountain, but he was like, Nick, I'm hooked. I'm already looking for the next weekend where we can go skiing. So he's already looking for a chalet that we can book somewhere and take on the next skiing session, you know, because he's so hooked into it and it's so much fun. And for me, it was the same thing, you know. Coming into that, it was one of the best experiences because I learned all these strategies that we are using with our clients worked so much. They worked so well. Yeah? And it really took me into the position being a complete beginner again. And now I'm still a beginner and I still have to learn a lot. And I know that I'm not even close to be as fast as the other people. Everybody was pissed of me because I'm the slowest one there. Everyone had to look for me, you know, what is that big guy doing there? Fuck, he's such a bad skiing guy. And I was like, yeah, but I'm trying. And that's completely okay. And I think that's one of the messages that we need for all the beginners out there. It's so completely okay to go out there and try, because if I wouldn't have started, I would have sit in the chalet and have not done nothing. And the important part for me was, of course, I could have sit in the sauna and in the whirlpool and having a very relaxed day, being in my complete comfort zone the whole day where the others were skiing and having to sweat and all that stuff. But for me, it was like the experience of that, how much fun that was such a game changer for me, because you know how often I made jokes about people who are going skiing. How many jokes did I make about Alessio, our Italian friend who was an athlete of us? I was always like, Alessio, when you go skiing, I hope you don't fuck up your knee. Don't go skiing. I need you to be fit for the competition. You don't break your leg. Don't break your arm. Yeah. I was always like that. And he was always, Nick, it's so much fun. I want to do that. I'm going to do that. Now, I made so many jokes about that stuff with Dennis, you know. And he was always like, oh, fuck, Nick, it's winter again. All these Austrians are going skiing. I don't want to lose my athletes. I don't want them to break the knee and the leg. And I was like, I feel you. These Austrians, they are crazy. Fuck. Because you always had these horror stories in your head. And at that point, I was, when I told him I'm going for skiing, and he looked at me and like, that's it with squatting.
Bye bye knees.
But here I am. it's so, you know, the very important part here is I started and it was so much fun and I learned so much. And it was such a good experience. And I hope everyone who's listening to this, what they can take something from me, from that lesson that I took here. So, because I really wanted to share that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of nuggets in this one. And it kind of just goes to show how the training process itself, it's not only about, you know, the physical aspect of things, of upping the numbers on a certain lift. It's also the carryover that you have from that to everyday life situations and also novel settings in where you're a complete beginner. And even though you never had an experience in that, you still kind of had an easy time with it in a way, because not only do you have this physical understanding of your body in terms of how to move and how to readjust, you know, probably when the teacher cued you, okay, use your hips a bit more, you were able to implement it probably easier than someone who is just not doing any training at the side. But also, like, mentally, the strength that you have there and resilience is completely different to a normal person, because you're used to, you know, like, overcoming this fear, as you said, of constantly hitting heavy lifts. And then, like, your threshold to actually do something is much lower than someone who completely has no experience in heavy lifts, you know, because you just have this consistent exposure to overcoming the fear, and it's obviously a completely different thing then. So yeah, I loved your story. I think it's really applicable to different settings, and hopefully people are able to take something out of it. I know that I have, for sure.
I want you to go skiing.
Oh. Don't do that to a Croat. Everything is flat where I come from. I was like, oof. Yeah, it would be a challenge for me, that's for sure.
Absolutely, but you will have so much fun.
So I'll give it a go. Let's see this winter, this upcoming one, not this one, but 2023. I'm going to give it a go.
So for everyone who's out there, if you have a challenge where you are scared of, just take it and have some fun with it. That's my message out here. And I hope you guys have a very good time on trying something new, being a beginner, taking on these lessons, and just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. You know, that's a very important one. We always say to people, walk the walk, but enjoy the ride. That's such a good one. I had to walk my walk here, but I enjoyed my ride. You know, that's such an important one. So hope you guys learned some stuff, and catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.